noticed anything about him but that toothy grin and that syrupy eyes. Look closely as he sips his drink.
A wedding ring? The bastard. Oh, pardon me. Well, he is, isn't he? Evelyn?
Yes.
Do you think in all honesty, do you think that it's possible we could force him to change his ways? He's such a hot kid. I bet he's built like a palomino. Do you think he's redeemable?
Well, it's worth a try. After all, we should give him the benefit of the doubt. Everyone has the right to grow as a person. Even a two-timer like him. He has the right to change, lead a better life, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, I do. Let's give him the chance. We could feel good about ourselves if we sent a good man out into the world. But, Evelyn...
Yes, what is it? Where are you staying, by the way?
At the Carlton. Why do you ask?
Move in with me at the Churchill Arms. It's a step up, and I've got the presidential suite all by myself.
Oh, he did have the money, didn't he? The presidential suite. Well, I will if you don't mind.
Good. Then it's settled. I have a feeling we might be seeing a lot of each other.
Yes, maybe. Thank you. I will tomorrow. But to return to my question, it would be lovely. It would warm me if we could show him what an idiot he's been and send a new man out into the world, but, Evelyn, well, I don't mean to be crude, but what if he fails?
Well, since you ask, I suppose we have a duty. Wave the card at him. Invite him over.
Let's be optimistic.
Oh, yes, of course. Wave the card. Ah, here he comes. I'm optimistic. But either way, we are going to have a good time. Let's say from the way he moves that his body is probably Harrod's quality. I'd rather think he'll make me drool, if you get my meaning. So at any rate, this afternoon will be a lark if he fails. If not, nothing lost. But if he doesn't pass, then we'll have a good time. And then later, tonight, we'll have a bit of an adventure.
Hello there, lovely ladies. Smashing day for Lockman, ain't it?
Smashing, yes.
Bloody smashing. Bloody smashing.
È un uomo di speciale, all'anfetamina. Luci che esplodono e schizzano su muri. Là dentro, una farfalla psichedelica bella, bellissima, scatena batticuori e vertigini ovunque si posi. Si chiama Venus Naval. Numero di catalogo 269V.
When I write a tragedy, I wear clothes. When I write a comedy, I wear nothing. Well, it's a little cold today. It's a winter, so I wear almost nothing. First day of school. Now, we meet the two young people. Here they are.
My flight was a total drag.
Oh, dear. I smell like a racing horse.
My name's Joe.
Now, you stay right there, Joe. I'm in no condition to shake hands.
Ah.
My name's Willie Jean. I'll shake your hand later, after I've freshened up.
Okay. I didn't know a car could bounce that high.
Shock absorbers must not be used on Italian cars.
You speak any Italian?
No.
Me either. I wonder what did he say?
Well, now, he never did stop talking, but I didn't catch a word. Now I can see how they're trying to keep us from outside influences.
No shit. Kidding. Where the hell, heck, are we?
We're in Umbria. Somewhere.
Mon Dieu. And here are the other students. Two ladies closer to my age.
I can't say I love travel.
I know. I've been traveling for almost 24 hours. How droll and gay that was. I'm Tony.
Pat, where are you from?
California.
Me too. Originally. Now I live in Arizona.
Yuck. Is this the art school? Looks like a chicken coop.
Sacre bleu. Oh, well, and now, con il grazie di Dio, I teach them to be artists, eh? Benvenuto. Welcome to the art school. Ready, set, paint. Paint! You will get used to it. Paint.
Nice.
Well, are you Signora Lucia?
No, I'm a pauper with an outrageous hat.
Did we, interrupt your workout or something?
I said paint.
Right now?
No! Paint, paint! That is why you come all the way to Italy, eh? At Signora Lucia's Accademia Pinacoteca, eh? Where are you? Big boy, there. Umbria, Sognetti Uve Fagiolare. For 9 months, eh? The time it takes to make a bambino, eh? You paint at my school, my new school. You are the first. You, from funny church in America. While you are here, you no internet, no television, evangelist, no computer, no radio, right? You swear. You sign a form. You paint. You paint and you learn and you forget about the world.
Underwear.
Underwear. Ah, I forgot. Scusi. Scusi. Dispaccia. I was a-working a little tight under the arms. This is what you wanted, eh?
We're all from different parts of the country, but I think I can speak for all of us when I say that we're all here to do God's work through the art of painting.
What does she say? Is a work at this school. Work. Is God's work? I don't know what that is. I have no luck talking to God or dead relatives, or live relatives either. Is it simple? Is it the work, that's all? Whatever. Whatever help you work, you do, and over and over and over, you see?
Where do we put our baggage?
Into your art!
What?
Listen, a big boy with hormones and a hairy chest. When I paint, you paint. Big reward here. So paint!
Ma'am, what should I paint?
Dead male horse.
Really?
Is of the whole world. You don't know how to paint? Don't think. Paint. I say paint. Don't plan. Paint. Don't wait. Paint. Shut your hole.
Signor.
You too.
But.
Shut the hole. No one talks. No noise with the tongue for 1 hour. Things with tongue later, eh?
Pardon me?
Ha ha. I shocked for a point. Now. Feel paint. This one, like a tight pants. This one wants the answer for everything. This one, nice boy, not a good artist, but nice derriere. This one, mischief. It's hard, you know? It's hard to get the Christian Yankees to paint.
Okay, hey, you. What's your name? Cut. All right, let's wrap this up.
What? What'd he say?
Look, I'm sorry. This sketch just isn't going anywhere.
It's no sketch. It's a radio drama. It's a radio comedy drama. See?
Nobody wants to imagine this old Italian broad in her underwear, okay? What's your name? Can't you hear me? Let's wrap this up.
French.
What?
Is more in the story. A smash of the radio with a sledgehammer. You see symbolism? And is feminine symbolism. Carnal, mystical, religious. Later is the whore wisdom.
That sounds interesting. Is there any sex?
And the vulva doors when they go and look at the buildings in Florence.
Right. Vulva's good. But is there any sex?
Is enlightenment and love and even Stendhal syndrome.
So there isn't any sex?
Well.
No?
No.
That's what I thought. Okay, this sketch is done. Let's just end it on that line. Let's see. The part where she says, "Is hard, you know, is hard work getting Christian Yankees to paint." Okay, then we'll play the Star Spangled Banner or something. All right, you got that? Do you know the engineer? What's his name? Hey!
It's barbarism.
It's showbiz, lady.
I'm a return to France.
I thought you were Italian.
Later in the play, is revealed I am only disguised as Lucia. I am Lucy from Languedoc.
Who cares? All right. Yeah, you. Hey, yeah, we're done with this. Okay, let's put in some doodle dandy music here, okay?
Take my name off the credits, you stupid American radio producer.
Sure, okay. Just sign this form, waiving your rights. Here. All right, hey, cue some music, will ya? What have you got?
There. Goodbye.
Goodbye. What the... Hey, this isn't the right form. What the hell is this? Due to my short attention span, lack of artistic sensitivity, and annoying habit of disliking all foreigners, I hereby waive all my rights as a human being? Where'd this form come from? Bitch, she signed my name! Hey, you, what's your name? We're not still recording, are we? I told you to cut! Okay, I want this last part here definitely not recorded. This is not part of any story. Where are we? God, fucking Europeans. All right, what's next? Does anybody ever write any real scripts for this stupid show?
Know-it-alls, this is What Do You Know News, the news that's not afraid to abuse the true blue point of view, reporting live from What Do You Know Studios at KNOO FM in Multnomah, it's Buddy Wadia and Nora No.
Hello, I'm Buddy Wadia.
And I'm Nora No. Tonight, What Do You Know News is wondering what's up with the Willamette River. There are those who say it is actually made of water. To get to the bottom of this conundrum, we go live to What Do You Know's Nosy Nose, our very own obnoxious proboscis, Rozzy Schnoz. Are you there, Roz?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm knee-deep in the drink, hoping I don't have to go all the way to the bottom to get to the bottom, if you know what I'm saying.
Hi, Roz. Buddy here. Are you saying that you're actually standing in the Willamette River at this very moment?
That is correct, B.W. I've tossed the Oxfords and I'm soaking in the sludge.
Well, the way you describe it, Roz, it would seem you've ventured into something that is indeed wet.
It is definitely liquid. I can assure you and the listeners of that. But as you know, one of the features of actual H2O is transparency. I'm going to test that right now by inserting my hand into the liquid.
Are you sure that's safe, Roz?
Frankly, I'm not entirely sure, but that's why I have insurance.
That's funny.
I'm going in.
Be careful, Roz.
What's happening, Roz?
Can you see your hand?
Well, yes and no. My hand is visible when it is first inserted into the liquid. However, it quickly becomes obscured after only a few inches. I'm also noticing that I am unable to see my feet.